Sing to the moon and the stars will shine over you. Heaven's gonna turn the tide.
Nora Mvula and Sing to the Moon, the title track from her debut album, arranged by Tom Richards. And heading on stage right now is soul singer Jacob Banks to perform Rainy Day.
Somewhere there's a mother trying to fix a broken heart. She knows there's no use in crying, so she prays for a brand new start. Somewhere there's children dying, 'cause the road to the river is way too far. They think no use in fighting, 'cause the hopes and dreams are torn apart. So I pray, oh Lord, pray for. 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 Somewhere there's a father living on his knee, waiting on his little boy to come back home. He's traveled far, far and wide across the sea, fighting a hopeless war on his own. Somewhere his dream is running wild and free, chasing a rainbow only they can see. It's a lonely road, but it's the only way to go. Will they make it there? We will never know. So I pray, oh Lord, pray for. 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 It's cold outside, such a shame. Oh, my, it's a cold outside, so much pain. So I pray,
oh Lord, I pray for rain.
So I pray,
oh Lord, I pray for rain.
There's some fans
Jacob
out there.
Jacob Banks, everyone. How amazing was he?
Wow. That was absolutely incredible.
That was so good. And did you know that he started in music 2 years ago?
Don't lie to me.
telling you, honestly.
Don't lie to me.
Would I lie to you?
Would I lie to you?
Allow that. Yeah,
leave
that.
It. Move on.
Now, this event is very unique because it brings together Radio 3, Radio 1, One Extra.
Baba.
And BBC Three, which, of course, you're watching right now.
And you know what? It's probably the first time all of those guys from the BBC have ever spoke.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah, move
on. Awkward. Mm. Now, the next artist last year performed at the Barbican. Yeah, they know already. Let's get them up here to introduce him. But this year, he'll perform for the first time with the legendary Jules Buckley and the BBC Symphony Orchestra.
Now, you call him Jules Buckley, but me, I prefer to call him Jules the G. Can I come up, Jules? Is there space for both of us? Are you sure? All right, here we go.
You've been eyeing up that podium since we got here. Can you not just leave the man alone?
Now, this guy is only 32 years of age, but already, yes, big cheer.
He's on a private jet already.
Yeah, a little bit older than me. But already he's on top of his game, travelling around the world, and he could be anywhere in the world right now, but he's here with us at the legendary Royal Albert Hall. Make some noise for that, please. Now, Jules, I've got to say, I've been watching you in rehearsals. You're a very talented man. But when you're conducting, it reminds me of when I'm dancing to Grime.
Charlie, can you just leave the man who arranged the piece to do his job? And welcome to the stage, the incredible Phaser with Fireflies.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Phaser. For those who don't know, I composed this myself, by the way. Everything you're gonna hear
across the sky,
is done by myself.
I see nothing but
my production partner,
Peter. Reminding me that I can make my light shine. It's not over.
Yeah. To express my pain, natural born performer, I was put in to entertain. Standing on these stages singing songs from a tender age, guess that's all I knew apart from weighing and selling her. Used to have a girl, but all she did was just stress my brain. Had to let her go, was looking forward to better days, cause when you're stuck in that cycle, I swear you never know. You keep on going round and round until you let it go. I used to wish for things I thought I'd never gain. The only thing I wish for now is stay the same. I tried to make it work in each and every way, but it's a shame when feelings fade and people change. Change, man, it's a shame. It was all good just a year ago. Now I don't recognize myself in the mirror though. I'm used to seeing three silhouettes in the video, but now I see myself and I'm a killer though. A moment from overdosing, I swear I'm just barely coping. I chill with my brother Lewis, I feel like I'm the owner. Come on, keep speeding, keep speeding. Only get one life and the fire has been needed. So hello world, can you people hear me calling? I always put my all in, working from night to morning. I'm about to take over, here's the mark in morning right. You heard, it's the mark in morning right. Right now, boo.
I stare across the sky.
I stare at the sky, I see nothing but
million fireflies. Reminding me that I can make my life.
I can make it shine. It's not over. Keep your head up. It's not over.
Cause I can see the fireflies. Yeah, I see you, fireflies.
Yeah. I swear I'm like a firefly. I require darkness in order to shine. I take the cold days out of this world. I make them warm nights by lighting the sky. My dad told me everything changes in time. I know that he was right, it's the way it's life. That's why I try and stay away from losing my cool. God, I swear my biggest fear is losing it all. Ha! I stare across the sky and see nothing but. It's not over. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Faizer.
He's packed the Proms Arena with fans tonight, hasn't he? Faizer, with his old friends and sparring partners, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, in conductor Jules Buckley's arrangement of Fireflies. And Faizer's passing the baton right now to Lady Leisha, and she is blazing.
So insanely, and there's no one to restrain me. I'm such a lovely lady. Now they're watching who I came with, cause they say I'm looking tasty. You can love me, can hate me, either way I'll be the same. Me, woo. And I've been breaking it down, and if you didn't know by now, I've been making a sound, and if you never heard it out, I'll be telling you now that my delivery is wild. I am playing around, and I've been playing around, and if you come in and promise you won't be making it out, and I can take a higher ribbon if you stay on the ground, because I take a higher ribbon if you stay on the ground. Killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, and I got nothing to lose. I've been winning and winning, and I won't stop till they get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, feeling them, and I got nothing to lose. I've been winning and winning, and I won't stop till they get a million, million. Woo! Let's try something. Oli, oli, oli. Killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, and I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling them, and I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. Let me see the place go. I'm gonna try some. Everyone, put your hands in the air, please. Everybody in here, please. Put one hand in the air, two hands if you're happy. Okay, let's see. I got these people going loopy, cause my style is so exclusive, and I wanna introduce me. I'm such a lovely cutie, now these guys, they don't amuse me. They say I'm looking juicy, you can judge me, you can sue me. Either way, I'm just gonna do me. Woo! Cause I've been breaking it down, and if you never heard it out, I'll be taking it down, and even mine spinning, kinda like a merry-go-round. You know that I ain't winning fly than a pelican now. You see the drunk in the trunk, elephant smile. You see I'm crunk in the club, getting it down. You say what's up when I'm up, and whenever I'm down, because I take it how you even if it's down. Killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. Let's try it again. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. We say Oli, Oli, Oli. Cause I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million, million. I'll be killing them, killing them, killing them, killing them, whenever they hear my tune. Feeling them, feeling them, when I got nothing to lose. I'll be winning and winning, and I won't stop till I get a million. Make some noise for the band, please. Amazing. We ain't ready. We ain't finished yet.
Killing a killing and whatever they do choose. Feeling a feeling and when I got nothing to lose. Winning a winning and I won't stop. Telling in a million million. I'll be killing them, killing them. Killing a killing and whenever they hear my tunes. Feeling a feeling and when I got nothing to lose. Winning a winning and I won't stop. Telling in a million million.
Wow. How incredible was that? No, 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 no. I said, how incredible was that? Raw Albert Hall. So that was Lady Leisha, arranged by Jason Yard. That was incredible.
Do you know what, Charlie? I'm surprised that you know so much detail about the track when you were looking at her behind.
No, I wasn't. I weren't doing that.
Oh, you really were, Charlie. And by the way, I've noticed that you've been outside her dressing room.
Yeah, I want to take her some water. She looked thirsty, so I thought I'd take...
She's got people to help with that already.
Okay.
Anyway, let's talk about someone that we both love as well as Lady Leisha.
Yeah, you more than others.
Oh, my goodness, you do this to me all the time.
Well, it's not my fault. You have got a crush on this next guy. All you ever talk about is this guy. Oh, have you seen him? Have you spoken to him lately? It's a bit
annoying. Rich 3-2 is nothing to do with me.
Well, wait, you just give it away.
Other than the fact...
You've just given it away. Everyone knows who it is now.
Do you know what? This is ridiculous. You're trying to get me back for the Leisha thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have it, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, he is going to be performing next, and Jason Yard's done it again. Bring it on.
Rich.
3-2.
Whoa!
Where Albert Hall, can I get a, oh yeah? This is Blackout. All I need is you to clap your hands. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
When the lights hurt my brain, sometimes I pray for a blackout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
When the candles are blazing,
see you up there.
Nothing more I crave than a blackout.
Are you? Are you?
Let there be no light.
No lights, no lights, no lights.
Let there be no light till the sun rises.
So let it rise.
Let there be no light.
No lights, lights, the lights, the lights.
Only then will I open my eyes.
My eyes, my eyes.
Let there be no light.
This little light of mine. Yeah, it's like my peace of mind, oh yeah. Even when I'm in the dark, I swear, still gotta let me shine, let me fly. My mind's got wings on it, I got a blue, got a brown, got a pink on it. Yeah, my neck girl's got a sick wallet. Swear, I splash cash and I drink solid. Woo! I don't wanna act bad, I don't wanna see your pat flash. No, I just wanna black out without backlash. Don't wanna hear snap, 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 them things get annoying. Wanna be alive and not just employed. Swear, yeah, follow my heart. Even the lights got faith in the dark, clap your hands, let's go.
When the lights hurt my brain,
my brain.
Sometimes I pray for
blackout. Right, Albert Hall.
When the candles
let me see them.
Nothing more I crave than blackout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let there be no light.
No lights, no lights, no light.
Let there be no light.
Till the sun rises.
Let it rise. Let there be no light.
No lights, 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 lights.
Only then will I open my eyes.
My eyes, my eyes.
Let there be no
is
light.
Is it the way you move them hips? Or that piercing on those lips? Or that there's soprano flowing like it's serving through a drip? I am no longer a person, I'm a star up in this thing. So I talk with body language, my vocabulary's a myth. Got a feeling that you're feeling how I'm feeling. Would waking up with me tomorrow morning make your evening? If so, let's find a corner in this place that I can breathe in. My ego's claustrophobic, you should know you are the reason. Believe it, let's go.
When the lights hurt my brain,
my brain.
Sometimes I pray for a blackout.
I pray for a blackout. Most times.
When the candles
and the candles blaze.
Nothing more I crave.
Right, Albert Hall, hands up. Let's go.
Let there be no light.
No lights. No lights. No lights.
Let there be no light.
No lights. No lights. No lights.
Let there be no light.
No lights. 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 The lights.
Only then will I
open my eyes. Oh yeah.
Let there be no light.
Take
take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat and let me rhyme. Take away my light, take away my shine, take away my eyesight, give me a beat, let me rhyme.
Candles on blaze, nothing more I crave than a blackout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let there be no lights.
Now, there's something in me that wants to see the Roy Albert Hall jump. Do you guys have it in you? Let's go, let's bounce, let's bounce. Ooh. On the floor,
let there
let's
be
bounce,
no
let's
light.
Bounce, let's bounce. On the floor, on the floor,
let there be no light.
He got them jumping all right, the man they call Rex 3-2 in the single he released in May this year, Blackout. Now, on stage comes Laura Mvula for a song from her debut album, Father, Father.
Let me love you.
Laura Mvula with her song Father, Father, which she performed seated at the piano on stage at the Royal Albert Hall, having kicked off her shoes. And that was arranged for tonight's Urban Classics Proms performance by the BBC Symphony Orchestra's conductor, Jules Buckley, just taking a bow to the cheers coming from the arena. And members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra standing to acknowledge the applause. And the violin solo was from the orchestra's leader, Stephen Bryant. Well, stand by for more Urban Classics live from the Royal Albert Hall here on BBC Radio 3 in about 20 minutes' time. Meanwhile, during the interval, we're taking the opportunity to find out more about the Urban Classic phenomenon in the company of some of its creators, introduced by Proms director Roger Wright.
This is a historic evening, the first ever Urban Classic from, and with me on the stage, conductor, orchestrator, composer Jules Buckley, Claire Whitaker, director of Sirius, and Nisaki, CEO of Bigger Fish. All of them are key parts of this urban classic development, which we'll hear some more about. Jules, can we just turn to you first? You're on the podium tonight, and you've got a number of different functions. We will see you as conductor, but you've also been a really vital part as arranger, as workshop leader. Just tell us a little bit about your involvement in this particular project and what it meant musically for you.
Yeah. So, the roles that I have undertaken in this project are sort of, in a way, slightly more than would be for a normal conductor on an orchestral show. The first would be talking with me and with Claire and with yourselves at the BBC about which artists we would like to perform with. The next stage was then, after having selected the artist, was selecting which pieces would, you know, best suit the occasion. Each artist sent me six tracks, and then I sort of sifted through over a period of months which tracks I felt would best represent this gig. And then the next phase was then going through the orchestrational point, and that was a case of taking the tracks and figuring out how they would work best remixed effectively for orchestra. So that's kind of the remit, or my own personal remit is orchestral remix, which is follows on to the last point, making the artist as comfortable as possible throughout the whole procedure. Because when you're taking an MC from Holloway, who has probably never been to an orchestral gig in his life, then when he stands up in front of 85 people at Maida Vale 1, you want to make sure he is aware of, you know, what's going on, and the same for the orchestra as well, to make them aware of what the context of the music is, where it comes from, and why we're doing it.
I mean, this whole business of why we're doing it is, just to describe urban classic a little bit, it's urban music, broadly generalizing, urban music being brought together with an orchestra. And so, as you were saying, some of these artists have never worked with an orchestra. Actually, some of them have not heard an orchestra live.
That's
right. And you're the middle of that, in a way, as the sort of the traffic cop stroke music director.
Kind of go here.
I mean, one of the assumptions that I used to make about pop artists, again, using pop artists very loosely, working with orchestras, is that you have a rhythm section which is often not connected to the orchestra, mm-hmm. and you have the pop artist, and then what the orchestra then does is play long notes.
Yeah.
And that used to be the cliche, that the orchestra just sat doing long notes, not really what an orchestra normally does.
Mm, that's true.
So what can an orchestra then bring to a project like this? What does it mean for them to work with these urban artists?
I think what the orchestra can bring most, or for me as a arranger and a composer, is all of the different colours, you know, all of these crazy 3D colours that you can get, all of the different energies, different combinations will always create a different emotion or a different vibration within people. So I think the first thing was to take these often simple 2-bar, 3-bar motifs from the artists with simple chords, and then imbue those chords into the orchestra, but in a more inventive way. So I think anyone that's been to an orchestral gig for the first time generally gets blown away. And I guess you guys are here because you love orchestral music, and some of you love non-orchestral music, and some of you love both. But in this instance, I think what the orchestra will bring is a kind of a 3D realization and remix of the artist's work. Because some of them, you know, they sit in their room with their laptop, and then they create these simple riffs, and then they're absolutely blown away when they hear that kind of recreated, but in a, you know, orchestral way.
We brought some of the artists who you're going to hear tonight to one of the proms, to the Beethoven 5 performance, and they talked about it being the most extraordinary live performance they'd ever heard, because they were exposed to that orchestral sound. Claire Whitaker from Sirius and Nisaki from Bigger Fish. Interesting just to think about where these younger artists have actually come from. So seven chapters tonight have emerged through the urban scene. I mean, maybe Claire, just to say a word about Sirius, the organisation that you represent, and Nee, for you to say something about Bigger Fish, and then let's just talk about actually the development of the project itself and come back to the business of what this urban music actually is. So, Claire from Sirius, what is Sirius?
Well, so Sirius are live music producers, and we do all sorts of different projects, about 700 a year. But I suppose one of the biggest projects that we do in partnership with Radio 3 is the EFG London Jazz Festival. And we've been partners on that, Roger and I, for, well, too many years to mention now, but at least 12 or 13. And that is in November, it's in November, and it's about 280 different shows brought together under this sort of umbrella, which is jazz. And even in that, we're trying to push the boundaries of what and how people look at jazz and where jazz can take people. But Sirius works in all sorts of different musical genres. But the thing that we really love doing is presenting fantastic live music and finding ways to bring new audiences to that live music. And so Urban Classic is a natural extension of some of the work that we've done, particularly some of the school's work that we did in jazz, where we used urban music as a starting point and unpicked it and then led young people to jazz through the lens of urban music. And I suppose that was one of the inspirations for this project.
And so, Nee, Bigger Fish, what's the role of Bigger Fish?
So Bigger Fish is a youth organisation. In the broadest sense, we're interested in anything that expresses and develops young people through their culture. So predominantly we do that through producing events for young people, and in those events, which happen in eight cities around the country, we train young people to run events, and then they learn skills, come together as a unit, and make money from selling tickets. And along the way, we develop emerging acts. So people like Fazer, who's in the performance tonight, he's a long-time alumni of us from when he first started, my very first project, actually. So it's always about kind of the expression of culture and getting young people engaged through that. And for us, being part of the urban music scene over the years, it's always imbued us with a passion about seeing how we can explore the music in different spaces and in different collaborations, and particularly about crossing bridges, particularly between adult and younger people as well, which this is a great example of in some ways.
You'll see the range of the artists involved tonight in terms of their experience, those coming, you know, very fresh to this sort of musical event, and those who, like Fazer, are now well established in the musical world. Could we just hear a very brief clip? This is Skepta performing at an earlier Urban Classic event. This is the Barbican in March 2012. Let's just hear this, just to get the sort of sound world. So that was Too Many Man from Barbican in March 2012 at an earlier Urban Classic project. So just give us some insight into that particular arrangement.
Yeah, so that was arranged by Ayana Witter Johnson. And the background to that piece is it's a very, very highly energetic, highly gritty piece. And it's a favourite amongst the Boy Better Know fans. And I think Ayana's plan was to basically make the orchestra as strong and as visceral as possible in her approach orchestrally. So most of the time it was very strong, tutty hits, and the colours were very strong. And I think The aim was to provide a kind of a wall of sound approach. And also, as you heard in the clip, there's a very, very rhythmic sort of 16s that rolls through the whole piece. And in a way, later you'll see some classical works that we've got, one by a composer called Henze, for example, and that involves exactly the same device that rolls the tempo, the 16s stay the same right from the first beat until the end with this kind of constant energetic flow of rhythm. So to me, I can see massive similarities between all of this music, really, and therefore it's easy to take some of it and work it into an orchestra.
So we have classical pieces by Henze and Mosolov as examples of that sort of classical energy that you get orchestral sound.
Yeah, we were looking for pieces that we felt we could relate on just the visceral level, pieces that we felt the artists would relate to immediately when they heard it. Not from a historical perspective, but just from a kind of energy perspective.
I was laughing when I was hearing that clip because the orchestra at this point were being cheered like they were members of One Direction, and they absolutely loved it. And I think they became really quite addicted to that sort of adulation, because it was just great to see the audience responding to them and to their playing. Many people in the audience had not seen an orchestra before, and that's why I was sitting through that clip grinning.
I was just going to say, what's been really interesting, I think, throughout this project, even from the first one in 2006 and then last year and again this year, is the movement that each of the kind of constituents within it makes, that the classical and the orchestra have made in terms of the distance they've travelled in their understanding and perceptions of what an urban artist is and what they're going to be, and then also the urban artists, what their perceptions of the classical and orchestral setup is going to be as well. So I think everyone has kind of travelled really nicely along together with each other, kind of walking into a room slightly with some preconceptions and then having those effectively, I think, on all sides blown away. And then from that new space, this new thing has emerged from it, which is quite special.
It's a nice image, travelling nicely together, which is actually what Claire and Nee and I did back in 2005 on a train journey on a Sunday, I think, from, yes, Gateshead to London, which took rather longer than we were expecting. And we began actually to talk about this whole project, because Nee and Claire, you'd clearly been talking about this notion of bringing different musics together, which really intrigued me. And so 8 years on, fantastic that we're in this particular position. What's happened to urban music since that time? I mean, how actually has it developed?
I think from my perspective, because obviously, Nee, this was your area, I've seen it go from being quite a basic music where there was often, as Jill says, one person playing to track, where it was more of an underground music. And then with each version, everything's got more sophisticated. The artists now have access to more resources. Urban music, whatever that may be, and you'll see the whole range of that tonight, is now much more part of the mainstream, and that brings with it, more opportunities for artists. So, Maverick Sabre was performing at Glastonbury to thousands and thousands of people, and so there is a confidence now with the artists, which I think makes even better use of the orchestral forces, and that's been really a nice journey to see. Would you agree, Nee?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you kind of consider, if you started at 1990 to now, so basically 24 years, so sort of 14 years. Is that 14 years? Am I getting my maths wrong? But over that period, you've seen 8 or 9 different music genres develop from urban music. Over that period, you've seen jungle, drum and bass, garage, grime, dubstep, niche. And within the around the country, there's within niches within those. There's a music called niche, by the way, as well. But there's within that, there's been development. And over that period, we've gone from the emergence of technology, people having a computer to be able to make their music in their own bedroom, having that freedom, and that kind of really meant that popular music was being created by people who didn't have any musical background, so to speak, just had to get up and go to do it. To now, where we've got to, where people have been through the music industry, they've done the circuits, and the music's now established itself, and it's now one of the predominant influences within the popular charts. And that period has been really short, and so much has been achieved. And along that, the project of Urban Classic has pretty much mapped the last two thirds of that. So what we started with, which was in 2006, was unknown artists, and now we have like stunning people like Laura Mavula, Maverick Saver, and Fazer, who's a multi-platinum artist in his own right. So alongside the new generation coming through Chapter 7. So we have all of these here. So there's a lot more texture, like depth and complexity to the scene now. And it feels like a perfect, this year with the Albert Hall, it feels like the perfect time to mark that.
I think Roger was right in that we had a very, very fortunate set of engineering works on this train journey, which meant we had Roger for a really long time. And I think Lee and I had been talking about how we could bring orchestral world and young people together in the same way, I suppose, as Sirius had been looking at jazz and young people. And also, we realised that underneath the energy of urban music, often through a recorded track, there was a lot of melody, so there was a lot of potential to unpick that and to recreate those sounds orchestrally. But we were really, really lucky to have Roger as such an enabler, really, of this project from the beginning, because I don't think there are many people who, you know, would think that the controller of Radio 3 made such an important project in terms of new music for classical audiences, for urban audiences, happen. And at the beginning, I mean, there was convincing to do with, you know, with the orchestra that this was a good thing to do. And I think we were really lucky, Roger, that you had the vision to see the potential. Now, the orchestra, I think, are just relishing. They found the common ground. They respect the artists that they're working with. Everything is of a really high quality. The arrangements are of a high quality. The orchestral playing is fantastic, but the urban artists are too. And what I hope you see tonight is just a really, really great evening of quality music.
I mean, one of the things that I noticed last year at the Proms, when there was a concerto for turntables by Gabriel Prokofiev, it was fascinating to see that you can see all of this going, in some senses, only one way, which is let's think about bringing urban artists to orchestras and they can really enjoy the orchestra. Of course, there is a huge thing going the other way too. So in that particular case, you've got the orchestral players looking at the turntable artist and going, I've always wondered how you actually did that. And similarly, the orchestra now admiring the artistry of the urban artists involved. So it is genuinely going backwards and forwards. But Jules, where does it go from here? I mean, it'd be interesting to hear from the three of you about, you know, how this whole project might actually develop from now.
Well, I guess over the course of the three projects, there's been a hell of a lot of different music been written for orchestra, but it feels like it's been developing from an orchestrational compositional perspective. It's been, you know, many more challenges have been undertaken on this version than when we did the one a year ago at the Barbican. So I think from here, where it should go is trying to delve deeper and see what's down there in the depths of the urban attic.
And so, Nee, that's a key challenge, I suppose, for you and for Bigger Fish and other organisations to keep in touch with those young artists, to identify that real talent early enough, and then to try and give them that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it helps most probably, to be honest, that we're like Arts Council-funded organisations as well. I think that's a really helpful thing. It allows us to have a bit of space to be able to explore that and to be ensure that we keep the infrastructure and process there to keep encouraging new people through. And I think that's, that for me is the easy bit, actually. I'm not worried about the talent. That's the thing about Urban, is it's a real creative hub. It's an engine of creativity. Every day, you know, our inbox is always full of new artists and our Twitter is always rammed with people who want to get onto shows. So the talent is always there. I think it's just about making sure that we build out enough infrastructure and resources to be able to support all of that demand. I think that's a really key thing.
And particularly across the UK, or is this isn't just a London phenomenon.
I think. I mean, we've got three acts in the show tonight from Birmingham, and that's, I think, is really significant. You know, 3 years ago there was none really. There was very few, and now we're really seeing the Midlands and north and up north. We do some projects up north as well, and the hunger is there. Really, urban music, I was going to say, I think, is the music of young people. I think it's if you're from an inner city, that's kind of what the culture you identify with, and the music is the representation of that.
So, Claire, finally, where might this go?
Well, I think we're already in discussions with, you know, a new version of Urban Classic next year. And I think we're also getting interest from international partners. So I'm really hoping that the project will grow and develop and, you know, fulfil its original aim, which is to get the wonderful world of urban and classical to as many new audiences as possible.
Please join me in just thanking Jules Buckley, conductor, Claire Whittaker from Sirius, and Nee Sackey from Bigger Fish. Thank you.
Proms director Roger Wright there, and that was recorded earlier this evening at the Royal College of Music. And don't forget that there's a Proms Plus event like that one every day, so do look online for details on the Proms website, especially if you're heading for a prom yourself. Well, welcome back to tonight's Urban Classic Prom, live here on BBC Radio 3 from the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Andrew McGregor. Delighted to be amongst the presentation team for this Proms First, which is also going out live on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra and televised on BBC 3. Well, if the audience here in the hall or at home and online didn't know quite what to expect, well, you do now. Top artists from the UK's urban music scene singing and rapping some of their songs over inspired arrangements for the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Jules Buckley. And the variety of musical talents on display this evening is unusual and remarkable. And all our solo performers are making their Proms debuts. So stand by for more performances from singer and songwriter Laura Mvula, MC and producer Lady Leisha, soul singer Jacob Banks, rapper, pianist and N-Dubs member Phaser, who's also put together a group of young musicians especially for this evening's concert, The Seven Chapters. There's grime MC and rapper Wretch32 and hip-hop-inspired Maverick Saber, all of them heading your way in the packed second half of the prom, bringing the sound of the UK street to this great summer festival. And if you're curious to know how this unusual mix of musical cultures is being received, then there'll be plenty of opinions on Twitter, hashtag BBCProms. There's an Urban Classic live blog online, which you can get to from the BBC Proms homepage. They're also going to have some video highlights from the concert if you want to see for yourself what's happening rather than just listen. They're hoping to have them on the Proms website from about 11 tonight. Well, the second half of the prom gets underway in a moment with a work from the classical side of the tracks, although Hans-Werner Henze could certainly be seen as a boundary-trashing composer in his own right, with his unique combination of serial technique, atonality, and the influence of Italian music, Arabic culture, and jazz, and his frequent clashes with the classical establishment. Henze's opera, The Bassarids, is set in ancient Thebes and explores the conflict between rationality and explosive passion. The Bassarids, or the Maenads, are female followers of Bacchus, performing frenetic acts of worship in honour of the god of wine. And we're about to hear the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jules Buckley, in The Dance of the Maenads, after which we'll be welcoming back on our onstage hosts this evening, Sarah Jane Crawford and Charlie Sloth. Here he comes, the man who's masterminded the whole event, Jules Buckley, to conduct Hans-Werner Henze's Dance of the Maenads from the Bassarids.
Hello, the Royal Albert Hall. It's Sarah Jane Crawford here. Are you having a good time?
I'm Charlie Sloth. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Now, tonight has been amazing, SJ.
It has been incredible.
Have you had a good time?
They just love Phaser, you know. I've had a brilliant time. But have these guys had a good time?
That weren't very loud. I said, have you guys had a good time? Yeah. Oh my God. Sarah Jane, is that Elton John up there? Look, Elton John's up there.
Why do you do this? Whenever we're in a grand venue, it's not Elton.
Elton, if it's you, give me a wave.
Oh. Exactly, okay. Exactly. Okay. Let's move this along to a young lady who I know that you like very much.
Very, very much. It's Lady Leisha.
Let's bring her out right now.
At me now. Whoa! Lady Leisha, do your thing.